coming up.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mbombela going up to 28 and Johannesburg a high of 27.
Once again, multiple messages coming in from Dani Schaefer as well as Rochelle Fulshard saying, please do not block the yellow lane emergency service to the R21 accident. You're making it impossible for emergency services to get to people who really need the assistance. Please move out the way. It is causing chaos.
In your sport, Carlos Alcaraz through to the quarterfinals at Indian Wells, and Scotland coach Gregor Townsend doubles down on his opposition to the use of the bomb squad.
And we start with that story that you've just heard of in traffic, the major bus crash. It's on the R21 North near the OR Tambo International Airport.
There could be multiple fatalities. They did not confirm how many. Paramedics are still on scene.
Gauteng Traffic Police spokesperson Sela Maramani has confirmed that there are multiple fatalities on the scene. The lane heading to the airport is closed. Reports that some passengers are also still trapped in the bus. Motorists have been urged to avoid that scene. In Johannesburg, more disruptions for commuters using the city's metro bus service.
Due to an unlawful industrial action by some of our employees, services will be disrupted on all metro bus routes continuing today.
This after employees affiliated to the Municipal Workers Union, some were down tools yesterday. Metro bus spokesperson Chip Nathan says further engagements will be held today. In the meantime, commuters have been urged to make alternative transport plans. Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi has been ordered to prioritise the refurbishment of the Helen Joseph Academic Hospital in Johannesburg within the next 6 months. A report by the Health Ombudsman found the hospital not fit for purpose following a complaint by former broadcaster Tom Landon, who was admitted to the facility in September last year. Cliff Shiko has more.
The report highlighted lack of governance, staff shortage, finance, supply chain management and poor infrastructure as the core problems at the hospital. In the report, the ombudsman also recommended the hiring of an artisan that will assist with the day-to-day maintenance backlog. It was also recommended that the hospital create a tracking system to identify the total number of patients that are at the hospital, including patients who are still awaiting beds. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In Greenland, residents of the Danish self-governing territory vote today in legislative elections that could yield a timeline for their independence. That is supported by a majority of people living in Greenland. It comes while US President Donald Trump has made it clear he's determined to get his hands on the vast Arctic island, adding they will become part of America one way or the other. The most recent polling on the issue, published in January, shows 85% of Greenlanders are opposed to Trump's idea. And in France, lawmakers have adopted a bill making it easier to open a bar in villages that don't have one. Those supporting the bill says it will revive rural socializing, boost local economies and create jobs, while its critics warn of alcohol-related health risks. France had some 200,000 cafes back in 1960, often serving as the social center of gravity for communities around the country. But by 2015, the number had fallen to just 36,000, with most closures in rural areas. I'm Gerda de Suzanne vir die hoofnuus die uur. Daar is 'n aantal sterftes op die toneel waar 'n bus verongeluk het vanoggend op die R21 Noord by die OR Tambo lughawe.
And also talking about things Italian, we're taking on the Italians at Loftus caller towards the end of the month. I think it's Saturday 29 March. Zebre Parma.
Zebre Parma.
They are Italian.
That's right. It's an Italian side in the URC.
It's going to be the whole Festa Italiana. Coming to Loftus, so rugby in Italians.
Nice.
Kom saam op die 29ste Maart sien vir daai klink vir my lekker. Now 50,000 rand, talk it to me. What is the secret sound for 50,000 bucks?